This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. The miracle of the healing of the man born blind, recorded in the Gospel of John chapter 9, gives us a snapshot of a day in the life of Jesus. What interested me is how virtually all the people viewed what took place that day negatively. Beginning with the disciples, who obviously interpreted the condition of the man born blind negatively, as seen in their question, "Rabbi, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind?" They saw a problem, and by their question, they exposed their confusion. Their question was not going to lead to a positive outcome. They were caught up in the blame-shame mindset. Jesus, on the other hand, saw the situation as an opportunity for God to display his work in the blind man's life. There is no indication the disciples' perspective changed as they watched and listened to what took place around them. When you encounter problems, what kind of questions emerge in your mind? Do you want to know who's to blame for the problem? If you think someone is to blame, what are your thoughts toward them? Are you critical of them and try to shame them? Or is your immediate response to the problem or difficult circumstance, "I wonder what God might be up to," or "What can God do in this situation, in me and through me?" You might not get a clear impression of an answer to your question right away, but you're opening the door to look for what God might be doing or getting ready to do. That change of perspective might enable you to see how best to respond to the situation. Anytime you include God in the equation, it introduces possibilities and opportunities. Make it a practice to look for them.